Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the breakfast huddle. Elliot Dank and Bharati Jagdish with you. It's time now for the bigger picture. But before we get into that, we need to take a step back and, you know, take you back to Tuesday when Fed Chair Jerome Powell sent a bit of a stir through global markets, paving the way for quicker than expected U.S. rate hikes. That would ripple through rate-sensitive Asian assets.
He actually told Congress that policymakers will talk about this, whether or not to wrap up bond purchases, scheduled a few months earlier in December. Mm. And he said, let's retire the word transitory when it comes to inflation. I think people finally said, okay, he's finally accepting the reality.
Yeah.
He has thrown away all delusions. This is here to stay.
So normally higher US rates would have a significant impact on Asian assets if capital flows to America. The stronger greenback, of course, will have implications for Asia's export-heavy companies and economies and the dollar-denominated debt of the region's sovereign and corporate borrowers. Let's try and find out how this is all going to play out with Mary Nicola, Portfolio Manager, Global Multi-Asset at Pinebridge Investments. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Good, thanks. How are you?
Doing well as well, Mary. Thanks for joining us today. Let's first talk about the Fed Chair Jerome Powell's recent comments pointing to potentially faster tapering. How do you expect this to affect this region, Asia?
Yeah, I think one of the key things, too, I think if we take a step back and see why Jerome Powell said this to begin with, does have to do with inflation rising in the U.S. And that obviously has implications. And you can't keep running the QE with inflation at these levels. So that's one of the reasons why Jerome Powell has come out with these. But in terms of the impact on the market here, I think it's been very well flagged. And it's been flagged for quite some time that the Fed will continue to taper. And, you know, of course, with inflation rising, the market is already pricing that in.
Well, at the same time also, a lot of Asian economies are reopening. In Singapore, we've got this thing called vaccinated travel lanes, some of which are expanding. Some have been held back because of this Omicron variant. We thought it would have eased global supply chain disruptions. Now we've got this. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, we think that, you know, the Omicron variant does actually could potentially have inflationary impact.
Mm.
So, for example, if we don't see a resumption in a lot of the countries and reopening, then that could hold back some of the supply chains. So that's how we initially view Omicron. If we go back to some of the closed borders and some of just the closed economies.
Okay,
so moving forward, I mean, we are expecting policymakers to continue to strike a balance, right, between inflation and growth. To what extent do you think we could actually see inflationary pressures ease up?
Yeah, you know, our expectation, especially with some of the supply chains easing, and let's put Omicron aside and assume the best case scenario for Omicron, you know, we would think that we would see some of these inflationary pressures ease by 2023 and even, you know, in late 2022 as well. So we think that some of the supply chain bottlenecks that have come through, especially if reopening continues, within this region, that this should help ease the impact of inflation.
Right. We're on the line this morning with Mary Nicola, Portfolio Manager, Global Multi-Asset at Pinebridge Investments. Mary, talking about policies, China is undergoing quite a number of policy changes. I mean, how, you know, as an investor, how would you approach investing in China right now?
Yeah, I think it's very important to be selective. So here at Pinebridge, within the multi-asset team, we haven't shut the door completely on China, and I think that's a very important point. But what we have done is just maintain a very selective approach and more of an active management approach, because obviously there will be some opportunities arising as a result of these changes.
Let's talk about your outlook for 2022. Amid all of this that is going on, this backdrop of prolonged uncertainty, how are you planning to allocate your portfolio?
Yeah, so, you know, we've been focused on a few key things. So one of them is Japan, for example. We like Japan equities. We think there's good opportunity, especially as it's becoming one of the most vaccinated countries in the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we do expect that growth will continue to pick up in the global economy. So it may not be as fast as it initially was when we had the first jolt of reopening, but we should still continue with PMIs, you know, above 50. And that should support global growth, and that should support also a place like Japan. And then, for example, within the fixed income, we've been more focused on emerging market debt. So, for example, emerging market corporate debt. And within here in the region, we've been focused on Asia investment grade credit in U.S. dollars.
All right. We've been speaking with Mary Nicola, Portfolio Manager, Global Multi-Asset at Pinebridge Investments. Mary, we appreciate your time this morning. You take care and stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.